Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
It smells like bliss in the studio. Oh, man, I think I overdid it again. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Dr. Sheely? Are you blissed?
I am blissed.
You know, we had a couple minutes with Dr. Sheely and I with our engineer Trevor this morning just before the broadcast, and he said 10 seconds, and he's like, is that something we really have to do, or can we just... So we're on the air. We're having fun, three of us. So, class, if you'd like to call in to USAPrepares.com, you may, and we'll pay for the call. I'll give you the number. We don't get many calls here. I'm not sure why, but we don't. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Dr. Sheely, you were talking about a disease that seems to be a serious disease that's located in Washington, D.C. And it seems to be a disease that we're having trouble coping with. We don't seem to have the right combination of treatments to eradicate this disease.
Well, you know, I just realized that there is a book called The Moral Molecule. And guess what the moral molecule is? Oxytocin. And psychopaths do not have the normal oxytocin experience. They think so much of themselves that they run an excess of oxytocin all the time. So, I mean, by my definition, psychopathic is what I call crazy as hell, and I believe that the vast majority of those in Congress, and certainly in the House, are at least some degree of psychopath. They have no responsibility for anything except themselves, period. And to me, if we cleaned a minimum of 98% of them out of Congress forever and ever, it would be the best thing that could ever happen to this country.
And no argument from me. I just did a post before we went on the air about the U.S. Director of Counterterrorism, Daniel Rosen. He was jailed yesterday on a charge of soliciting a minor. So he's the U.S. Director of counterterrorism, and he's jailed for soliciting a minor.
That's almost a minor problem compared to some of them.
Well, yeah, but what I'm trying to say is that these guys' lives are really a mess.
Yeah,
a lot of them, and they're running the show. We've got people whose families are dysfunctional. We've got Barney Frank and all of his sick friends. He was running a brothel out of his home in Washington, D.C. And this guy, is considered maybe a leader. the last thing we want to do is follow a Barney Frank or one of these pedophiles in Washington. And if you look, seriously, if you look at the car crashes in Washington, D.C., you will see that they are banged up in places that it's almost impossible for you to have a car crash, like the right front fender. And the reason is, if they think someone is going to get in front of them and pass them on the right, they'll change lanes and prevent that guy from getting ahead of them. And that's why you'll have a car crash in the right front fender. The rest of us don't do things like that. The rest of us are polite and we yield when it's not our turn. I mean, that's how most of us behave, but not in this me first, I'm important, I'm the big gun in Washington, D.C. So, in fact, that's probably why they don't allow guns in Washington, D.C., because those guys would be shot on the spot, really, because of the crimes that they commit. And a lot of us are sick of them, really. And I know you'd like to clean house. I'd like to clean house. Most everybody that I know, there's only a couple people I know who think the government's doing a great job. And they're defective, too.
Yes, we don't want to send them to Washington, either.
No.
You know, interesting, no, once in a while, I get an email from someone who says, well, I can't send this to some of my friends. Well, actually, I don't have any friends I can't send it to. I don't consider any leftista a friend.
Dr. Sheely, you hit on a very important point. And we've said this on the air, that, you know, if people who support this current regime, who is stealing our health, stealing our wealth, stealing everything that we've worked for generations to accumulate, people who want to take our land, tax us into oblivion, put us out on the street, and then tell us they're doing, you know, work of the people, they're not my friends. And I don't want them coming to my house. I really don't. I don't want them coming to the meetups. I don't. And some people might say, you know what? Yeah, but we can educate them. You know, if they come to the meetups, they can hear our side. Maybe we can convert them. I'm not interested. I'm sorry to say.
First of all,
I think they're beyond
repair. Cure stupidity, and you can't cure psychopathy. Both of those are serious mental brain problems. They're not curable.
When I go to the crime syndicate meeting, you know, the Republican, many of you might know that I'm an elected representative, and so is Mrs. Finelli. And the only reason we're elected is no one else wanted the job. And, you know, in our little hamlet, we waited till the last minute of the last hour of the last day to file to become a committee man and a committee woman in our little hamlet so we could learn what's going on in the Republican crime syndicate. And we go to these meetings, and sometimes we'll discuss things like, well, you know, we got to give a little bit of money to our guy. Now, our guy is terrible, but, and the other guy, well, you know, he might be okay, you know, on the other team, the Democrat crime syndicate guy, he might be okay, but we got to support our guy, even though he's lousy, even though he's, you know, a poor choice, but he's our guy. That's nuts. It's nuts. To me,
I would give him one penny.
Well, I don't. I'll tell you, I don't think they really appreciate Mrs. Finelli's presence and mine at these meetings, because they have to be very careful what they say, because we might erupt. I mean, my wife and I might just, you know, go ballistic at some of the things that they might say. So they're very careful around us. They watch their words very carefully. But we do have a problem with the crime syndicate, the Republicans and the Democrats, and neither one of them has done a very good job. We've gotten ourselves into wars. We've executed lots of people. We've had friendly fire. It's a mess. And you know, I don't think, Dr. Sheely, there's nobody I know, literally, who would say, you know what, I'm going to just go blow up my neighbor's house. I'm going to start shooting there. I'm going to go over there because, you know, we need to go take their property. And you know what? He's got a nice truck, and I want that. So I'm going to go just beat him up. We don't talk like that. But Washington, D.C. does that on the country level. You know, they'll send our guys over to beat up another country and steal whatever we want to take. It's disgusting.
Well, here's
absolutely disgusting.
The basic definition of psychopathic behavior: chronic inability to feel guilt, remorse, or anxiety for any of their actions. Attack on the use of violence and intimidation to control others and satisfy selfish needs, and the label expands.
And doesn't that also sound like the definition of a politician?
By definition, yes. As a matter of fact, when I was 16, my mother took me to see a local seer whom everybody consulted. She was supposed to be the best intuitive around. And this woman said, "You may be well known, but you'll never be president." I said, "Thank God."
Oh, man. My mom wanted me to be a vice president of a bank. And I got up the ranks in the banking world, and I realized that I just didn't like it. It didn't make a lot of sense to me. And as I looked around, the biggest buildings in this area were the banks, like J.P. Morgan and Chase and Citibank and First Chicago. And I mean, they're all there, and they were the biggest buildings, and they didn't make a product. It's not like they made widgets that everybody wanted to have, or they made automobiles, or they made radios or televisions or computers or bridges or steel. They didn't make any of those things. And Dr. Shealy, you know, when we twist language, and I would go into meetings at a pretty high level, and the vice president of marketing would be there, and he'd talk to the president, and I'd be in the president's office, and they'd talk about, "We got a new product." I'd look at them and I'd say, "What? A product?" if you called it a concept, I think that would be, you know, we've got a new loan product. We have a new credit card product. They're not products. They're concepts. They're figments of people's imagination. And we use pieces of paper to con people into believing that they're actually borrowing real money, and they're paying back real money with real interest. And it's all a concept. There is no real money anymore, and there hasn't been for a very long time. Well, I think we've twisted language to the point, and this also relates to the court systems. We've twisted language to the point where we don't know what words mean anymore. And you go to court, and if you use the wrong word, regardless of your intent, you could end up in jail or in prison or worse. It's the system is nuts. Well, when we come back, Dr. Shealy, can we talk about race? Something that I don't normally talk about. Race and the relationship to health.
What's so special about the Get Prepared Expo? Imagine having the opportunity to learn from some of the best preparedness and survival instructors available today. The faculty of USAPrepares.com. Imagine meeting your radio instructors all in one place. The last weekend in March. Imagine having lunch or dinner at a table with your instructors. And the cost? $10.80. Imagine having your favorite instructors autographing and personalizing your new books. Imagine buying Berkey water filters at deep discounts, the lowest price in the country. Imagine buying freeze-dried long-term storage food at the lowest price in the country. You don't have to imagine. This is real. It's at the Get Prepared Expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo there is, March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. One-day tickets are $8 on the website, getpreparedexpo.com. Getpreparedexpo.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 1-800-237-7237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shealy, when I was very young, and my father said something that I was kind of surprised at, and he said that, Vinny, Italians seem to have strong teeth. And that's when we were eating homemade bread that, you know, that was baked by my grandmother. And so that led me to think about race, ethnicity, health, longevity. And I'm wondering, is there a relationship, a correlation between our heritage and health?
Yes, unequivocally.
Okay.
You know.
So, what are the strengths and weaknesses then that we might see? And you know, we're all told we're all equal. Everybody's equal. Well, under the eyes of God, but we're not equal.
No, you're not equal in experience before or after you came into this body. And you know, let's face it. Genetic defects are present in, you know, in certain people all over the world. But the primary differences are sanitation, first of all, and the quality of food. Thomas McEwen, McEowen, wrote a book back in the late 70s called The Role of Medicine. And he pointed out that 92% of the increase in longevity that Americans in the 70s were enjoying compared to those in 1900 were the result of sanitation and adequate food, that is, mostly adequate protein. Even when I was a child, a long time ago, there were still increased deaths in childhood. So the difference between someone who lived to be 20 in 1900 and someone who lived to be 20 in 1975, let's say, was just about 4 or 5 years. So most of the deaths occurred in childhood from infectious diseases. And so it was sanitation, proper handling of sewage, chlorination of water. I mean, let's face it, even though chlorine is not my favorite chemical, in water supplies that you drink, it has saved many, many, many lives because of keeping most pathological germs of all kinds out of the water. So that's the basic. Now, habits then are second to that, of the habit of whether you're active or not. Now, that has been influenced adversely, in my opinion, more by television than anything in history. I remember that my mother got her first washing machine when I was about 15, I think. Before that, all the family clothes were washed by hand, essentially, in a big pot in the backyard and boiling water in them and a stick to turn them and pound them and stuff like that. And so certain conveniences have also led to increasing inactivity. And people who lived in the South, which both of us know a great deal about, the soil in the South, especially in, well, I think Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, more than most states, is very poor quality. It doesn't have any minerals in it. And so even the food grown there has deficiencies, and pellagra and beriberi, of course, were very common well up into the 1930s. So it's not just a question of race totally. It is has a lot to do with habits and what's available.
I'm so glad you said that, because one of the things I'm reading is that people of dark skin color, blacks, suffer more asthma. And I'm wondering about where they live in the cities. We'll be right back.
Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo? The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel. The all-important survival garden and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March, Levin, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, and we're talking about race and health and the and hygiene. And Dr. Shealy, one of the posts that I put on the website usapreparers.com says that talks about chronic health conditions, and it says 13% of African Americans of all ages report they're in fair or poor health. Adult obesity rates for African Americans are higher than those for whites in nearly every state of the nation. 37% of men and nearly 50% of women are obese. And it's talking about African Americans. And it says African Americans have higher rates of diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease than other groups. Nearly 15% of African Americans have diabetes as compared with 8% of whites. Asthma prevalence is also highest among blacks. Black children have 260% higher emergency department visit rate, a 250% higher hospitalization rate, and a 500% higher death rate from asthma compared to white children. And it says they experience higher incidence of mortality rates from many cancers that are amenable to early diagnosis and treatment. So as I read this, I'm wondering, is it because of where the study was done, where the people that they've studied in this particular study lived? Now, or, for example, if they studied, is it related to hygiene, food, air pollution, water pollution, the toxins in the air, the electromagnetic radiation, all of those things? Do you think, I mean, we don't know exactly how the study was done, but do you think it's possible that a lot of this relates to where the particular people in the study were measured? Is it more race, or is it both?
Well, it's habits, among other things. Mm-hmm. Because just look at obesity itself. The number one cause across the nation today with premature death, that is death, you know, before average, but below 78 even, the number one cause of death before that is obesity. And obesity is not really significantly genetic. It is a combination of food intake, the quality of the food, and physical activity. I mean, those are the big ones. It's not, and of course, if you tend to eat what I would call junk, then you tend to be obese. Now, junk food to me is virtually everything that you can buy at McDonald's and all of its clones, and everything in a grocery store that comes in a package on the center aisles. And that covers most junk food pretty well. And a lot of that packaged food is relatively inexpensive compared to everything else in the grocery store. And so people who, because of habit, because of finances, because of whatever, who choose those foods are going to be fatter. And that's going to be the number one determinant overall of both health mm-hmm. and longevity. Now, if people do not take personal responsibility for their habits, that depends upon cultural things that are pretty significant. The number one, in my opinion, cultural problem, I think, in this country is birth of a child outside of wedlock. The evidence is just overwhelming that children who are born to single parents have phenomenally more problems than those who are born to wedded parents. And at least in the African-American population, the incidence of birth out of wedlock is significantly higher than it is in Caucasians and most other races living in this country.
As you say that, I'm thinking about some of the incentives that our government has provided for people to stay out of wedlock. You know, you can get benefits. I remember, Dr. Shuley, I bought Well, years ago, I was a real estate investor, and I bought some single-family houses, row houses, in a city environment. And I had a tenant who was 30 years old, and she moved in with her daughter, who was 15, who had a daughter. And then the tenant's mother moved in, and she was 45. And all of them had children, and none of them was married, and they were all on the dole. And I believe at the time, the income, and this was in the 80s, I believe at the time, the income was about $1,800 a month because they were encouraged to have more children by the system.
Mm-hmm.
And they were being paid by the head. So the more people that were in the family, the more children they had, the higher their income. So there was an incentive by the government to do this. And not only that, the government provides assistance in housing, assistance, every kind of assistance you can think of. Even heating assistance is available for those that can't afford it. So we saw this firsthand. And I think education could fix this. I think getting the government out of our families could fix this. And I think if people didn't have the government support to rely on, they'd say, wow, these children are really expensive. Maybe we shouldn't have so many. You know, it's really tough. It's tough to feed everybody. So why don't we limit the number of children that we have? Well, how do we do that? Well, education can help that. So some of this is very frustrating, and those of us who are paying taxes are supporting those who are not paying taxes.
And, well, that's true.
And they're bringing us down as a nation.
That's true. And the idea that one should have more children than one can personally afford is, of course, ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have thought of having a child, even though I was married, until I was in a position to support my wife and child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was telling our engineer that Mrs. Spinelli and I got married at 27. And the reason was, and I met Mrs. Spinelli in fourth grade. So we knew each other for a really long time. And we had I won't call them goals, but there were some achievements that we had to reach before we got married. And one of them was that we each had to own our own car, our vehicle outright, paid for. Next, we had to have each $10,000 in the bank. And the last thing was that we had to have finish our education at the level that we wanted to at that time, which was our master's degrees. So we got our education. We were out of debt, and we had $10,000 in the bank, and we owned our own vehicles. And, of course, we had, you know, jobs back then. And after we achieved all those things, then we could get married. And we did. And as a result, we were not behind the eight ball when we got married, which gave us a leg up, if you will, on others who didn't have the savings, didn't own their own cars, were in debt, and so forth. And Dr. Shilley, when you were talking about, you know, diet choices in the center aisles of the food store, I was thinking about, you know, fun things to eat. Well, it's a lot more fun to eat foods that have MSG that are addictive, where you can't stop eating them. So, like, there was a commercial, Lay's potato chips, bet you can't eat just one. Well, right. It was engineered so you couldn't eat just one. So those kinds of foods are fun to eat, but they're not necessarily healthy for us. And, you know, maybe putting all these ridiculous colors in foods make people want to eat them more because they haven't been educated as to how dangerous these artificial food colors are.
Well, they add sugar also, which is addicting. Actually, sugar is addicting. And
so
fat also mm-hmm. makes food more luscious in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these things are part of the problem.
Many years ago, I learned of a company called IFF. And that stands for International Flavors and Fragrances. And that was a company, literally, that whose mission it was to make things taste and smell better. So if you have a food product and you want to, you know, make it taste more like cherry than cherry tastes, well, you could add, you know, the flavorings. And if you wanted to make it smell more like cherries, they had all kinds of additives that could be put in all kinds of products, including food, that would make them taste better, smell better, and have the consumer like them better without necessarily focusing on nutrition and health and those kinds of benefits. So we have been engineering the way foods look, the way foods feel, the textures, the shapes, the sizes, the colors, and the fragrances. Not necessarily to our benefit. So I'm thinking that as we talk about food choices and how people buy foods, I think education is really lacking. And I don't remember when I was teaching in the public school system, us having a class talking about, you know, don't eat red dye, you know, whatever the red dye number is, and the blue dye and the yellow dye. I don't think we talked about that kind of things, those kinds of things in school. So the education system is failing us because we need to know about this, because we're on attack on all sides by large corporations who manufacture things and sell them to us. And we're buying those things and killing ourselves with them. Dr. Shuley and I'll be right back and we'll talk more about medicine and health and brain cancer from cell phones. We'll be right back.
We have a special seminar for you on Friday, March 27th at the Get Prepared Expo. From 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, spend the day with USA Prepare's senior instructors, Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. There you'll learn about the three major game-over events and their likelihood, and most importantly, what to do about them. Events so powerful that they can end life as we know it. Yes, they're real, and our senior instructors will guide you to safety. This seminar is limited to the first 100 who purchase tickets on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. Your tuition for this special seminar is $85. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. This is an in-depth, all-day seminar, and you're encouraged to take notes. Note-taking materials are provided. Food and beverages are available all day at the Get Prepared Expo, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts, not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last year,
God,
you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Dr. Shealy's with us, and you can go to Dr. Shealy's website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy is a medical doctor, a researcher, an author, brain surgeon, surgeon of the year, and he's dispensing medical advice and counsel right here at usaprepares.com 2 hours per week. On Wednesdays. He also has a radio broadcast in Springfield, Missouri, and that's at radiospringfield.com, radiospringfield.com. And he also has a radio show at noon right after this, an hour after this broadcast is over, noon Central Time, on Hay House, H-A-Y-H-O-U-S-E, radio.com. Dr. Shealy, there's a post on our website. I put it there at usaprepares.com. And there's a 43-year-old man, a business executive, and he claims that spending 6 hours per day on his mobile phone gave him a brain tumor. And he was diagnosed with a grade 3 brain tumor next to his right ear. He underwent a 9-hour operation to remove a lemon-sized tumor from his brain, and he's been told he has 3 years to live. And he absolutely positively believes that this is from using his cell phone, having the cell phone right next to his head, you know, so he could hear it pressed against his ear. You and I have been talking about this for a long time, and here are photographs of his surgery, his brain surgery, and this man is trying to warn the world that cell phones can cause brain cancer. Now, we know that Johnny Cochran was on his cell phone a lot. He was O.J. Simpson's defense attorney, and he died of brain cancer. We know Ted Kennedy died of brain cancer. And here we're having more and more of these cancers. I'm hearing about more and more of them, and the link is becoming clearer and clearer. Your thoughts?
Well, to me, it's been clear for at least 15 years. The incidence of brain cancer has doubled in the last 20 or 30 years. And the incidence of brain cancer before that was 1% of people. Now it's 2%. That's not a huge, but that's, you know, that's 100% increase. And brain cancer is the most incurable of all known malignancies. And it's one of the reasons I don't have a dumb phone. I don't believe in using that kind of phone. I have just a simple little flip case phone that I carry with me, turned off when I get in my car, just in case there's an emergency. But I don't need to make a call on it very often, and I'm certainly not going to make any kind of non-emergency call it's not on, so I can't receive any calls. I just don't believe that we were made to expose our brains to that kind of stuff all the time. I happen to like my brain, and I don't do things that damage it. It's like all the positive stuff that people give about marijuana. We could spend a whole hour talking about that. It's ridiculous. Marijuana damages the brain, damages your frontal lobes, your ability to reason and think clearly. I mean, you couldn't pay me to use marijuana.
You know, Dr. Shealy, state governments have legalized the use of marijuana in multiple locations. There's medical marijuana. Now, I'm not a marijuana user. I'm not a drug user. Even if I have a headache, I will avoid the use of an aspirin, which, you know, is very, very common for all kinds of aches and pains. I think the body works best with natural foods, natural substances, and I want to stay away from as many chemicals as possible. So I'm right with you. But when we come back, I'd like to share with you something that I have learned and have done to minimize my exposure to cell phone radiation. And I'd also like to share with you a device for those who insist on using their cell phones to help them keep distance between them and their cell phones. Dr. Norman Shealy and I will be right back right after these top of the hour news and commercial announcements. This is USAPrepares.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.